Chapter 2.
It's just, I don't like it one bit. You understand what I'm saying, don't you, Ike?
I can see you're concerned, Pastor, Ike says, trying to sound noncommittal. Sheriff Ike Sturgis leans back in his chair, the old wood giving a good squeak as he brings his feet up onto the desk, resting his coffee mug on his belly. In his in-tray lay the pending crimes of the town of Bruntsville, Pell County. Traffic citations, a couple of public drunkenness things, a few domestic disturbances. Business as usual. Old Ike hasn't had a major crime in his little town in 15 years. That rape still kept him up nights, God help him. And that's just the way Ike likes it. Now here's Charlie Glass, Pastor Charlie Glass, if you please, and Charlie pleases. Boy, does Charlie please. In here, wanting to start something. Start what, exactly? Ike wonders, scratching his silvery beard, wishing he could smoke, but knowing how the pastor feels about that.
The thing is, Charlie, I'm not sure quite what you want me to do here.
Pastor Glass sighs. He takes his spectacles off. Not the kind of spectacles you'd expect on a church fellow, Ike thinks. Expensive designer things, with some kind of logo and yellow-tinted glass, and begins polishing them with his tie as he speaks, slowly, as though Ike were some kind of buffoon.
Have you read some of this man's pronouncements?
He slides the glasses back on and taps a finger on the copy of the New York Times he spread on Ike's desk. A photo of Jesus on there, taken during his big speech on the show.
He believes he is our Lord, Son of God, here to save us all. I mean, the open blasphemy of it. You know, if he were a Muslim going around claiming to be Muhammad, someone would probably have chopped his head off by now.
Well, thank the Lord we're not Muslims, Charlie, huh?
Trying to keep it light.
You want some more coffee there? Another piece of cake?
He gets up and crosses to the coffee pot on the other side of his office. Through the glass window, out in the main station, he can see Diane typing away, talking to Chip and Bert, his two deputies, the three of them laughing about something.
No, thank you, Glass says, speaking over his shoulder. And one could argue that at least religion is still central to Muslim lives. The thought of goodness knows what going on down there, just 5 miles from where our children go to school, where our wives shop.
As far as I can tell, Charlie, there's nothing going on but some farming. They got a hell of a crop coming, considering they only been since January at all.
So you've been down there?
Sure. I swung by a couple of times.
Ike, settling back down now with his refilled mug. Pastor Glass looks at him expectantly. Ike has to laugh.
And nothing, Pastor. Just a bunch of folks going about their business on their own private property, as is their enshrined constitutional right. God damn it, man, Ike thinks. Live and let live, huh? Ain't we supposed to be Christians here?
Did you meet him? Glass asks.
The Jesus fellow? Yeah. Friendly, polite, maybe a little, out there. But no more so than half the kids you meet these days. Times change, you know.
Can you think of anything that's changed for the better recently, Sheriff?
Pastor, if you're so concerned about their presence in the area, all I can suggest is that you take a ride out there and see for yourself. How about that?
Ike sits forward and clasps his hands together, hoping to signify that they're about done.
I might just do that.
Well, Glass gets up, smiling stiffly, unfolding his long, skinny frame from the chair.
Thank you for your time. I just wanted to air my concerns. You understand?
Oh, I understand, Pastor.
Ike, standing up to shake now.
Give my best to Marjorie, won't you? And I'm sure I'll see you both in church this Sunday.
That you will. Oh, don't forget your newspaper. He holds it towards Glass, his hand on the doorknob.
You keep it, for your personal edification.
Why, thank you, Pastor. You have a good day now.
Ike sits back down and dabs at the last few crumbs of cake while he watches the man nod his way through the little station and out into the sunshine.
Ike pegs the New York Times into the wastebasket.
Pastor Charlie Glass.
Ike remembers his dad, Pastor Willard Glass. When you get towards 60, Ike realizes, you remember everyone's dad in a place like this. Ike wonders if Charlie knows anything about his dad's rap sheet, still in a manila file somewhere in back here. Back in about 86, when little Charlie was still in high school, old Willard had been pulled over for a speeding violation out near the state line. He had a 15-year-old black girl in the car with him, a girl he was giving, in his words, a ride and some guidance to. Let off with a caution, the whole thing smoothed over by Chief Graham, Ike's predecessor. Ike had been a deputy then.
Yeah, he remembers Jimmy Kreb, the arresting officer, saying at the time, looked to me like the pastor was planning to guide that little nigger girl good and proper.
That was something that had changed for the better. Folks didn't say things like that anymore. Not around Ike, if they had any sense. A quick rap on the glass, and Chip was coming in with some paperwork for him to sign.
And what was troubling the good pastor? Chip asks.
Not a thing, Chip, Ike says, signing away. Not a thing.
Now, is there any of my wife's crumb cake left out there, or have you vultures had the goddamn lot?